Good morning, mga ka-alab! Thank God, it's Friday! At ngayon, makakatuklas tayo ng isang journey mula sa isa sa mga disciple ni Jesus. Noong mga nakaraang araw Fridays, natunghayan natin ang buhay nila Peter, Andrew, James, John, at Philip. Ngayon naman, ating balikan at kilalanin ang disciple ni Jesus na malapit sa kanya, si Nathaniel. Si Nathaniel ay pinanganak noong 1st century sa Cana of Galilee at tinatawag din siyang Bartholomew, meaning son of Ptolemy or the son of Pharaohs, na nangangahulugang siya ay isang anak ng magsasaka. Ang pangalang Nathaniel naman, ang ibig sabihin sa pangalang Hebreo ay God has given. Most Bible scholars believe that Nathaniel and Bartholomew were one and the same. Ang pangalang Bartholomew ay matatagpuan sa aklat ng Matthew chapter 10 verse 3, kung saan sila ay sinend ng Panginoon, sa Mark chapter 3 verse 18 at Luke chapter 6 verse 14, wherein Jesus chooses the 12 apostles, at sa Acts chapter 1 verse 13, the time when he was with the other disciples who stay and pray in the upper room. At nabanggit naman ang pangalang Nathaniel sa John chapter 1 verse 45 to 49 and John chapter 21 verse 2 where he encountered Jesus. Alam niyo ba mga kaalab na ang pangalang Bartholomew o Nathaniel ay laging kadikit o kasunod ng pangalan ni Philip? Yes! Nagpapakita ito na matagal silang magkaibigan ni Philip at si Philip ang nagdala kay Nathaniel kay Jesus Christ. Nabanggit din ito mga kaalab last week na ayon sa John chapter 1 verse 45, Philip found Nathaniel and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth and the son of Joseph." Grabe no, hindi lang sila basta magkaibigan ni Philip. Naging daan din ito para makilala ni Nathaniel si Jesus Christ ng personal. Ngayon naman mga kaalab, tayo ay sabay-sabay manalangin. Pasalamatan natin ng Lord sa kanyang kabutihan, maging sa mga taong nilalapit niya sa atin, para tayo rin ay makakilala sa kanya. Let's pray mga kaalab. Panginoon, ngayon pong umagang ito, nagpapasalamat po kami sa pagkakataon na patuloy mo pong ibinibigay upang kami ay makalapit at makapanalangin po sa inyo, Lord God. Right now, Panginoon, we just want to thank you for your love, a love that is so unconditional. Thank you because even when we are not faithful, Lord, you give everything to us. Napakabuti mo po. Lalo't higit ibinibigay mo po sa amin ang iyong bugtong na anak upang makamtan po namin ang kaligtasan. Gayun din po, Panginoon, nagpapasalamat din po kami sa mga taong ginagamit mo at patuloy mo pa pong ginagamit upang kami din, kagaya ni Bartholomew, ay makilala at mas mapalapit pa po sa iyo. Dalangin din po namin, Lord God, na anuman po yung mga maitanin namin sa amin, ay patuloy din po namin itong maibahagi sa iba. At patuloy po kaming lalakad, Panginoon, ng may pusong handang magpasakop sa iyo. At tulungan mo rin po kami, Lord, na hakbangan pa ang mga bagay na siyang pinapagawa mo po sa amin. We also pray, Lord God, na patuloy mo rin po kaming gawing instrumento at pagpapala po sa iba, upang ang bawat makakasalamuhan namin ay tunay na makilala ka at madama po nila ang pagmamahal na siyang binubuos mo po sa amin. We cannot do this alone, Panginoon, and it's all by your grace that we are able to do things for your glory. We love you, Lord. This is our prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, Amen. Praise God, mga kaalab! Mamayang 4 PM ating tunghayan kung paano nga ba na-encounter ni Nathaniel si Jesus, at kung paano rin siya tumugon at sumunod sa pagkakatawag sa kanya ng Panginoon. See you later mga kaalab! God bless! Good afternoon mga kaalab! Welcome to our 4 PM Synchronous Praying! Tara! At patuloy pa nating pag-aralan ang buhay ni Apostle Bartholomew. Ngayong hapon ay malalaman naman natin ang calling ng Lord sa buhay niya. Inilarawan ang calling ng Lord kay Bartholomew, also known as Nathaniel,
sa John chapter 1 verses 43 to 51 sa pamamagitan ni Apostle Philip. When Philip has just been called by Christ to follow him, sinure agad ni Philip ang good news kay Nathaniel. Nung una, hindi agad na-convince si Nathaniel sa sinabi ni Philip because at that time, Nazareth is widely considered as a small and wicked town. He might have thought na kung darating ang Messiah, ay hindi siya manggagaling sa lugar na iyon. But Philip encouraged him and said, "Come and see." When Jesus saw them approaching, he called Nathanael a true Israelite, in whom there is no deceit. Then sinabi niya rin na nakita niya si Nathanael na nakaupo sa ilalim ng fig tree bago siya tawagin ni Philip. The Lord just affirmed Nathanael's character as a godly, sincere, and upright man, responsive to the Lord's work. Tunay nga na alam ni Lord ang nasa puso ni Nathanael. Jesus' personal knowledge of Nathanael and the recent event under the fig tree caused Nathanael to respond with an amazing confession of faith, proclaiming Jesus to be the divine Son of God and the King of Israel. Jesus knew that Nathanael is not just an Israelite by name, but one who is worthy to bear such name. Praise God sa buhay ni Apostle Nathanael. He is indeed an Israelite who strives to follow God's commandments and do His will in his life. With a wonderful promise, Jesus said to Nathanael in John chapter 1, verses 50 to 51, "You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You will see greater things than that." He then added, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." What an amazing promise of God to those who have faith in Him. Sa mga oras na ito, mga kaalab, samahan niyo ako sa panalangin. Ideklara din natin sa ating puso kung sino si Jesus para sa atin. Let's pray. Lord, salamat po sa araw na ito and sa oras po na ito upang makapanalangin. And salamat din po sa mga kasama po namin ngayon sa panalangin. Dinadakila ka po namin, Lord, at pinapasalamatan. Humihingi rin po kami, Lord, ng kapatawaran sa aming mga nagawang kasalanan, pagkukulang, at sa mga panahong hindi po kami umaayon sa iyong kalooban. Lord, maraming salamat po sa buhay ni Apostle Bartolomeo and sa mga learnings po na nareveal niyo po sa amin tungkol po sa kanya. Pinapacheck po namin sa iyo ang aming puso. Lord, tulungan niyo po sana kami na magkaroon ng tunay na pusong naniniwala at nagtitiwala po sa iyo to proclaim you as our Lord and Savior at pusong nagre-respond po sa iyong calling. Iba-iba man po kami ng sitwasyon na kinakaharap ngayon. I also pray, Lord, na tulungan mo po sana kaming magkaroon ng genuine heart sa harapan mo po at maging sa lahat ng nakakasama po namin at nakikilala po namin. Tulungan mo po sana kami, Lord, na magkaroon ng willingness at acceptance to do your work. Please give us wisdom and courage po, Lord. I also pray po, Lord, na tulungan mo po kaming i-apply yung mga natutunan po namin kay Apostle Bartolomeo to be a godly, sincere, upright person, and responsive to your work. Tunay po, Lord, na hindi namin kaya kapag kami lang at kung wala ka po sa aming buhay. Kaya po, Lord, please open our hearts and alisin mo po sana yung mga hindi po naaayon sa iyo. Samahan mo po sana kami ng iyong presensya sa araw-araw po, Lord. And help us to focus our eyes on you so that unti-unti po kaming maging katulad mo, Lord, at maging faithful na follower po sa iyo. Salamat po, Lord. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, Amen. Salamat sa Lord sa mga nireveal niya sa atin ngayong hapon tungkol sa encounter ni Apostle Nathanael kay Jesus. When there are times that we feel like questioning our situations in life, God is giving us His gentle invitation to come and see Him in faith and in His Word every day, for us to let Him lead us further. God sees our hearts, just how He sees the heart of Nathaniel. Kaya mamayang 8 PM mga kaalab, let's gather together and learn deeper as we listen to our word sharing. At mamaya namang 11 PM ay sama-sama ulit tayong mag-pray at alamin naman kung ano ang mga missions na ginawa ni Apostle Bartholomew. See you!
Good evening mga kaalab! Kamusta kayo? I am Ate Mara at ako po ang makakasama ninyo for our last part of Synchronous Praying today. I believe we are all blessed in our word sharing kanina through the life of Apostle Nathaniel. Gayun din sa ating pagkilala sa kanya in our 9 AM and 4 PM portion of our Synchronous Praying. Nakita natin kung paano siya natagpuan, nabahaginan, at in-encourage ni Philip tungkol kay Jesus. Natuklasan din natin na bago pa man niya makausap o ma-encounter ang Panginoong Jesus, nakita na siya nito at tinawag bilang true Israelite in whom there is no deceit. Isa si Nathaniel na malapit talaga kay Jesus. He spent about 3 years living with Him, witnessing His miracles, and hearing His teachings. After receiving the Holy Spirit on Pentecost, Nathaniel traveled to foreign lands to share the good news about Jesus with others. He founded Christian communities in parts of India and the countries we now call Armenia and Turkey. In other traditions like in the Acts of Philip, kiniklaim nito na si Nathaniel preached in places like Ethiopia, Lycaonia, Mesopotamia, and Parthia. He really went out into the world to preach the gospel. They live out their lives by the title that God had given each of them, an apostle, which means one who is sent off, specifically by God. They took the Great Commission seriously, sinasabi sa Matthew 28 verses 19 and 20 and Acts 1 verse 8. And they obeyed Christ's instructions, even paying their commitment with their own lives. Kaya naman, kahit bibihira natin mabasa o makita ang storya ni Nathaniel sa Biblia, meron pa rin siyang iniwan na aral sa atin mula sa pagkatawag at pagsunod niya sa Panginoong Jesus. Ang unang matututunan natin, we must be dedicated to Jesus Christ. As a disciple of Christ, Nathaniel learned how to submit to God and do His will in his life. Not only that, being teachable and humble are two traits that Nathaniel could have also learned from the time he spent with Jesus. Ang susunod nating matututunan, God can help us change. Of course, every disciple of Christ is still human, endowed with weaknesses and frailties. Among the most unforgettable mistakes of Nathaniel is when he forsook Christ when he needed Him the most. When Christ was arrested, all of His disciples deserted Him except John. However, when Christ was resurrected, Nathaniel was changed from a weak and coward disciple to a bold and zealous servant of God. Like the other apostles, he stayed faithful and true to his calling. He is among the apostles who were waiting in the upper room on the day of Pentecost, according to Acts 1 verse 13. As a reward to his obedience and dedication, he received the Holy Spirit together with the other followers of Christ. Ang third lesson na matututunan natin, greatness is found in serving. If you want to be great, then you need to have a heart that is willing to serve. Nathaniel and the other disciples might have been staring at Christ in unbelief. All their lives, their concept of greatness is wrong. And here, Christ is correcting them and teaching them the importance of humility. Kaya naman mga kaalab, let's spend this time in prayer. Let's all together close our eyes and enter His presence, with humility in our hearts. Let's pray.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for this day, Panginoon. We thank you for every opportunity that you have given us, especially, Lord, ang makalapit po kami sa iyo at makapanalangin anuman pong oras. Salamat din po, Panginoon, sa mga bagay na natutunan po namin ngayon through the life of Apostle Nathaniel. We pray, Lord God, that as we continue to serve you and your people, patuloy po, Lord God, na patnubayan mo po kami sa tulong at kapangyarihan po ng banal na Espiritu. Linisin mo po ang aming mga puso at isip, at ikaw nga po, Panginoon, ang siyang manguna sa amin as we share your word and love to others. We pray for a surrendered heart and spirit, Panginoon, at kinikilala po namin, Lord God, na hindi po namin magagawa ang lahat ng ito kung wala ka. We ask for your wisdom and courage, Lord God, at patuloy, Panginoon, na ikaw ang siyang maitaas at makilala as we share the good news sa mga taong hindi pa po nakakilala sa iyo. We also pray for authenticity and intentionality in obedience to you, Panginoon, at ang will mo lamang po ang siyang maganap sa aming buhay. We pray for open doors of opportunities in sharing your gospel, Lord God, not just in our families and friends, but also, Lord, in our community, workplace, schools, and even through online, Lord God. Mas maging resourceful din nawa po kami at huwag maging hadlang ang pandemic na ito, Panginoon, upang hindi po namin maibahagi sa iba ang mga salita at pagmamahal na siyang ibinubuhos mo po sa amin. Ipinagkakatiwala po namin sa iyo ang lahat ng ito, Panginoon. Maging bukas nga pong patuloy ang aming mga mata, isip, puso, upang mas lalo ka po namin makilala, madinig, at madakila sa aming mga buhay. Tulungan mo po kami, Ama, na maging tapat po sa iyo hanggang sa huli mula sa pagkatawag mo po sa amin. We thank you, Lord, for everything. We praise you and love you, Lord. This is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Praise God for the opportunity to pray at sa mga natutunan natin ngayong araw. Salamat sa Lord sa buhay ni Nathaniel. Sa kabila ng doubt at weaknesses nito, truly, the Lord is great in his life. Kita-kits ulit mga kaalab next Friday sa ating word sharing and synchronous praying. Good night and God bless!